Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Mud Toe at Midnight. I am your host, Mud Toe Sasquatch. Thank you for joining me. We are on the With Insights channel. It's either the With Insights channel or the With Insights radio channel. I think it's just With Insights channel. Blogtalkradio.com. I share this channel with some other wonderful individuals. Mondays at 6 p.m., Iggy and Rosa, we'll do that correctly, do their intuitive readings. That's again 6 p.m. on Mondays. At 7 p.m. on Tuesdays, Jenny Seek has the Inner Voice Intuitive Hour. Wednesdays at 2 p.m. is Heather Tapia with the Entrepreneurial Excellence Hour. That's correct. And then Fridays at midnight, it's little old me, Mudto Sasquatch, on Mudto at Midnight. And that's where you are. So please check out one or more of those other shows. They're all terrific people, and they're generally quite a bit more cheerful than I am. So you'll get a little bit brighter view of the world in general from one of those shows, if that's what you're looking for. But if you're looking for moody darkness, you have come to the right place. Although I'm not feeling particularly moody or dark tonight, so that's good. I'd rather not feel moody and dark all the time, or maybe just in small increments. That would be just fine with me. One of the things we often take care of early on in the show is my report on my blog, and I do have a report on my blog. It's that I can't really talk about it tonight because, for a number of reasons, Friday has become the busiest day of my week, so I haven't, and the way I do the blog exercise is I sit down and I write something like 500 words, and then I read it over once for spelling errors or maybe to switch a sentence or two around, and then I post it. The idea of the blog is that it's very much off the cuff. I don't spend a whole lot of time on it, and so you have to kind of do it the same day it's posted, or that doesn't work. And yesterday, I just running between two appointments, I got the blog written. The week before, I think I actually forgot it on the Friday and ended up doing it on the Saturday. So that there has been, to make a long story short, too late, there's been some trouble getting the blog in the air on Fridays. So I'm going to try moving it to Mondays, which have been kind of quiet here recently. I don't think this is going to cause like a huge problem in the media of everybody having to switch from Fridays or Mondays. There are a few people who do read it on a fairly regular basis, and so I am taking the trouble to make that announcement here. First of all, just to make it, and also to explain why there is no blog entry for me to talk about this evening. But then that also kind of throws a monkey wrench into the plan for my show, because I really counted on having at least 10 to 15 minutes of my show taken up with the blog and then with sort of tangentially related issues. And now I'll have it to talk about, but it's going to be 4 or 5 days old. Was it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? 4 days old. So I'm not quite sure what that's going to look like. Certainly, it's going to be talking about it will be different, because it won't be some of the current issues will have lost their currency. I just have to approach it differently. I like to talk about a little bit. Review what I wrote, and then talk about why I wrote what I wrote, and what I think it means, or at least what it means to me. I guess those elements will still be there, whether the blog is absolutely fresh or whether it's 4 days old. Of course, it will require me to go back and read the blog over. That's going to be an important thing. A little bit challenging thing, because as I'm sure I've let you guys know, I don't have the internet in my apartment anymore. So I will have to make sure that when I type my blog, I keep a copy of it on my hard drive, which I should be doing anyway, but I've been remarkably, I think like on my blog and on Facebook is probably the only place a lot of these blog entries exist, which is kind of terrifying. I mean, I've had the blog itself hacked before and lost everything. I lost a lot of stuff I had written there. There was the only the copy existed now. Now they exist in two places. They exist on my Facebook page, which is Mud Toe Sasquatch, and on my website, which is mudtoesasquatch.com. So if I lost them in one place, I'd be able to retrieve them someplace else. But I really should have them on my hard drive somewhere, and this will kind of force me to do that, I hope, because I do want to have the blog fresh in my mind when it comes time for me to discuss it here. So those will be the challenges for me. First of all, switching everything to this Monday schedule, and second, remembering to save it to the hard drive so that I can have it on Friday when I do the show. Okay, so we've got that taken care of. Now, another sort of procedural announcement. There's not going to be a show next week. Very sorry to have to tell you that. This is actually the very first show in 2.5 years of doing this. Not 2.5, it's more like 2 years and 3 months. But in a while of doing this, this is the first time I have ever canceled a show in advance. But I know I'm going to be out of town. I'm going to be seeing my brother perform in Les Miserables. I just love to say Les Miserables. Or Les Mis, as the Dave Ortiz call it. Anyway, I'm going to see him. It's going to be out of town. I'm going to be riding with my father. There's just all sorts of elements that are totally out of my control, and I have absolutely no idea whether I will be able to find a quiet place, either by myself or near someone friendly to my cause, where I could do this and know I would be able to spend the whole half an hour and get the whole thing in. So I think the best thing to do, I considered pre-recording the show and then having Iggy launch it for me. But, I don't know, I've done a couple of pre-recorded shows before. I wasn't 100% happy with them. And then you know, Iggy's a businessman. Friday night is one of his busiest nights. I have to ask him to remember, you know, around midnight, oh, I have to launch that show. Although Blog Talk Radio is supposed to have a feature where they can launch a recorded show for you automatically, and Iggy has used it before, but I've tried using it and it's never worked for me. So, but yeah, I've been thinking about these things, and then I have to, you know, if we're going to do that, I'm going to try that, then I've got to talk to Iggy and get it all set up, and he's been very busy and I've been very busy. I just thought that on this sort of short notice, I thought it would be best to just go ahead and skip the show next week and then come back on, that would be August 9th, and come back on August the 16th and hit the ground running. So you want to put that in your notebooks and your calendars. You don't have to stay up late with me next week. You can go explore what your hometown, what your home city has to offer on Friday nights, and then come back and see me. Don't think that you're going to be going out to and partying every night, because I am going to be back the following week, and you need to be here because it's what I live for. So okay, we got that little bit of business taken care of. Now, what else can we talk about in all this time we have left? I can give you the bedroom report. I think I had a racier name for that last week, but I don't know. What's new in Mudtoe's bedroom? That's what it was. What's new in Mudtoe's bedroom? Again, not a lot. We're waiting, as you probably remember, the big thing, the only big thing left is that I have to switch out the beds. I've got this sort of a rickety, improvised bed in my room right now. I have a bed frame that is an actual bed in the bedroom where I used to sleep. I have to take that apart and then bring it into the living room and put it back together. That's all that remains of my bedroom switching project, and it's what's been sitting there for several weeks. But there are some changes. I did move my DVD player from behind my television because it wasn't a good spot for it. When I wanted to open up the tray and put a DVD in it, I either had to move the DVD player or the DV set to make that happen. Now, the problem was I didn't really have anything separate to set the DVD on, and now I do. I put one of the little shelving, one of these little plastic three-shelf thingies that I'm using in lieu of the chest of drawers, and it's got enough room for the DVD player to sit on top of it. So I moved that. So I moved the DVD player, let's say, about 6 feet. But it is in a much better spot now. Now, the other thing I've added which is actually quite a bit more interesting. I have these, or this set of Tibetan prayer flags. And if you don't know what those are, this we're getting these a lot. I was getting these a lot about 5 years ago. We're getting them in the mail, and it was always just the Free Tibet stuff. They were raising money to Free Tibet. And the little premium they gave you were these Tibetan prayer flags. And you see the bigger ones, you know, out in the Buddhist temples and so forth. This is a smaller version of that. And it's like square pieces of cloth with pictures of, events from Buddhist history in it. And they're brightly colored pieces of cloth. And you hang them up outdoors or inside the temple or whatever. And it's just that they're like, it's almost like they're on a clothesline. It's I don't know whether it's a sequence or what, but it's a series of square pieces of cloth strung together on a line or a rope, or in this case, a small one, a string. And I got a number of these years back, and I had a couple of them still sitting in my drawer, and a while back I hung one up downstairs, and I thought I had another one up here. So it's stretched out between these two nails that were left behind by a previous tenant, and they're on adjacent walls, sort of across from each other, across the corner. I've strung the prayer flags up, sort of catacornered across this corner, and I'm looking at it now, and the color sequence is blue, white, red, green, and yellow, and it's stretched out over my computer. So hopefully Buddha blessings are raining down upon my computer, and my work will begin to flow from that point much more easily. But it does kind of add something to the room, I think. And I think I'm also going to add something to the room right now. I'm going to turn this fan on because it gets stuck in here very quickly. Hopefully that will not interfere with you. That's kind of a loud fan. That's a fan I brought home from the home place. Donated by my mother. But here, take this fan. I didn't tell her that I needed a fan. I didn't think I needed a fan. I had a smaller one. I moved the smaller one to the... So I guess that could be part of the what's doing Meto's bedroom, too. I've got this big box fan now. And just to move the air around, because the air conditioner works pretty good, but you still have kind of hot air on the other side of the room. All right. Well, that went well. So here I am. I am still using the lamp that I discussed last week rather than the big overhead lights. So it's rather dim in here. I've got a candle lit. I've got my earth candle lit. I'm sitting in the traditional cross-legged position on my bed, which is getting stripped and everything is getting washed tomorrow, which will give me a perfect opportunity to move that bed in here tomorrow if I can get motivated to do that. And I've shared with you the situation. The busyness, I talked about the busyness, and that's coming from having more work coming my way. And that is related, at least in story, it's related to, what was I going to say? The word was in my head. Starts with an A. It's the one thing that I say when you talk to the spirits and you ask them to do something for you. Not affirmations. Well, affirmation is part of it. Oh, shit. Well, anyway, well, back up and I'll tell you what happened, and then maybe I'll think of the word. Back on Sunday, there was an event here in town, here in my big city in the Midwest, which is Columbus, Ohio. We had a drumming event held at a nearby park, and Iggy asked me to come out to talk about Iggy Garcia, who's sort of the head of our With Insights effort here, and is also a Nemenha chief, and our drum medicine chief, Four Hawks, was also there. And the people from literally all over the country, they came, had someone who came from Utah, had seen through a friend of a friend of a friend, had seen the post on the Facebook page about the drumming event, and came to our drumming event in Ohio from Utah. And there are many people from closer surrounding states, and a part of our tribe here in what we call the Southern Tribe, which is a group of like-minded people who live in the southern part of the state, lots of people there, and drums. Oh, it was a beautiful day. Went and banged on the drums all day. We had people who brought we had jugglers. We had people who brought devil sticks. You see, there's like those three sticks that people said that they hold the two, and they I guess sort of juggle the one between them. It's hard to kind of hard to describe. And I got some nice video of all of this stuff. Also, a young lady there that I was rather taken with, and I haven't been. I got to talk with her for about 10 seconds, and didn't learn much about her. So I've been sort of trying to ask my friends discreetly, you know, do you know her? You know, what's her story? Because, you know, if she's like 16, you know, or if she's like married, you know, I don't want to be, you know, trying to find out where she reads tarot or anything like that. And none of my friends have replied to any of my messages, so I don't know if they didn't get them, or if they find my question about her so horrific that they're just not even going to, they can't even bring themselves to say, God, my toe, that's sick. Don't know why it would be sick. It's just one of these things that she's one of those females that's kind of hard to get a bead on her age range. I would say, at least for me, I'll speak for myself. I would say she could be anywhere between 16 and 35 years old. Anything within that range would not surprise me. So, I was taken with her. She looked nice. She was reading tarot, which fascinates me. She had the tarot cards laid out in front of a conch shell. I don't think it was a conch shell. What was she using? Anyway, she had some sage burning in a container, and she was just meditating fiercely while this drumming was going on, and she had some beads going on. So she was combining. There's a lot of stuff going on. The tarot is kind of a European thing, and then the sage is Native American, and the beads is like a Hindu thing. There's lots of different sort of disciplines going there, and I was curious to see where all that came from and her, why choose those things. And as I said, I didn't get a chance to talk to her, and I would like to have that chance. But that may not happen, so I have to learn to release that. But anyway, and even stepping back, I think a day or two before that, going to a meditation and messages meeting, and had a talk about affirmations and trying to generate some answers to these financial problems that I have. And I'm very concerned because I haven't been able to pay my rent. I've been dipping into savings that my mother has been marshaling for me. And every time I do that, you know, I have to go through the whole mother interrogation about when you're going to get a I mean, it's not, I don't say when you're going to get a job. I don't want to sound kind of like that. It's not a cold-hearted or a cruel-hearted interrogation on her part at all. It's out of her concern for me. I understand that, but that, you know, doesn't make it any less irritating. So anyway, again, long story short, too late, concerned about making the rent. So I'd received advice from a number of different corners to make an affirmation that I live in abundance and I'm grateful for it. And that affirmation is that belief that I live in abundance will cause it to happen. Well, you know, I never knew too much about that. But after the drum circle, I was feeling so good. First of all, I decided to walk home, and it was about 3 miles, which is a decision I don't really regret. I just I got about halfway home, and I was thinking I might regret it. But as the walk was coming to an end, you know, very tired and feeling very, very sort of crystal clear, you know, feeling that that I walked away a lot of the darkness that had been surrounding me, at least temporarily. But I felt one of those few times that I felt worthy to attempt to speak to spirit and try and make some of these happen. So, you know, surrounded by the trap, I walked home on the bike path that goes near the river. It goes right basically within a few feet of my front door. I feel so blessed to have that resource right so close. But I walked home from the drum circle and through the park, covered by trees, the sky above, this brilliant blue sky above, and the water flowing within a few feet of me. And so I said, I live in abundance, and I'm grateful for it. And it seemed in that moment that that was actually true. And in the days since that happened, I picked up 5 days of new work at the medical school that I wasn't counting on at all. And I've gotten a line on another part-time job that, if it plays out the way it's been promised that it's going to play out by the people I'm talking to, it would give me enough additional money that I'd feel good about being able to pay my rent every month. I mean, it's going to, obviously, if I take on this part-time job, it's going to be like 20 hours a week. There's going to be some tap dancing to do around my job at the theater, and there may well be some tap dancing to do around my job at the medical school, which is the second one is the one that's more of an impact financially, because they pay me very well. But it's looking like the shifts that are available are more afternoon and evening shifts than morning shifts. And most of the work at the medical center is in the morning and early afternoon. So it begins to look like that wouldn't be affected so much. And if I get a decent shift, it's going to give me, it's $9 an hour and 20 hours a week of work, pretty steady. I mean, that gives me, and as long as it doesn't knock the hell out of the money I'm making in other places, I reliably have enough money to pay my rent. And that's, I mean, obviously that's a big load off of my mind. I still have to, there's still stuff to do. I've got an orientation to do next week. If nothing else, the orientation is going to pay me about $200. And then today I found out that I have an extra tax refund coming that I wasn't counting on. So it's not, I mean, it's interesting how my expectations have changed since this time last year when I first became unemployed. I wanted to replace or perhaps even enhance my original income. And then I took a job in February, which only paid $13 an hour. And I thought that was a huge sacrifice. And now that job, as many of you know, ended after just a few weeks. Now I'm at a point where I'm just, you know, if I could corral $1,000 a month, I would be ecstatic. Right now, with this job, with this new thing coming online, $1,000 might not be quite realistic. Probably more, you know, I think $900 is achievable. And if this time last year you asked me, well, would $900 a month make you, you know, would you be happy with that? I would have said, oh no, I wouldn't even, you know, I wouldn't even bother. I wouldn't even get up in the morning for $900 a month. And now it begins to look like something realistic, a point that I could actually survive for an extended period of time on that. Now, of course, the minute something goes wrong with any of the I was going to say four, actually like three cogs in the equation. There's the theater job, there's the medical school job, there's this new job I'm going to be doing, which is working with mentally challenged people in their homes, doing things that they have trouble doing, taking them places and that sort of thing. It's kind of like a health aid, except it's not. I won't be doing any health stuff. I'd be doing a personal assistance kind of thing. And I'm getting training on that next week, and we'll see how that goes. So between those three things, and then there's a fourth thing coming up. I film high school football games, but that's seasonal. It's only for 2 weeks. Between fitting the pieces of those puzzles together better than I have been over the past few months, you know, I survived. You know, there's a lot of things that I would like to do that I've gotten used to doing that I'm not going to be able to do at $900 a month, but I will be surviving and I will be independent. So we'll smile over that, and then I guess that gives me the confidence to ask the spirit to help me take the next step. You know, what is, I guess abundance, that's the word I was trying to think of before. I said it a couple times, abundance. What is abundance? You know, some people, I guess, would think of abundance as that big apartment in the sky and cars and fancy women and all that. you know, I'm thinking of abundance now as paying my rent. You know, if I can pay my rent, if I got food in the refrigerator, and if my car is running, and you know, I think of that. That's yeah, and I got to pay the gas bill and the electric bill. That's abundance, because those are the things that are important to me. My independence is what's important to me, and the ability to continue slogging my way through this book, which I don't know exactly what I'm thinking. Maybe that's something I need to think about. How does that book fit into my sense of well-being and my idea of abundance? What exactly is it that I want that book to do for me? And if I give that some thought and come up with maybe not answers but responses, and I could fit that into my idea of abundance when I make my affirmation every morning about living in abundance. Living in abundance and being grateful. That was one of the people, one thing added by someone I was speaking to, is add that you're grateful. And that gave me one thing I wanted to change, because I know lately on Facebook I've been grousing about the quality of the computers at the public computer lab I go to. And, you know, that occurred to me, you know, it's a public computer lab. I'm using those machines for free. And, you know, of course, the shorthand is you get what you pay for. But at the same time, you know, something has been offered to me. What kind of energy comes back at me? You know, if the energy I'm sending out is these machines are crap, you know, how they expect us to work with these machines, it's an insult to us to sit us down, you know, when we're sitting down not paying any money, and sit us down in front of this crappy machine. Well, what kind of energy comes back from the universe when that's the energy that I'm sending out? So I've set an intention and said an affirmation that I'm. This really isn't an affirmation. I change it now that I think about it. But I said something about how I wasn't going to. I was going to avoid being. Was the word snide or something like that about resources that are given to me for free. I need to work on that, because affirmations are only supposed to have positive things in them, and avoiding is sort of a negative, not really a negative. I guess avoiding is a positive action, but it's a negative positive action. I need to think of a better way to word that affirmation. To me, it's just a positive thing, like I will, you know, I'm going to appreciate that. You know, I appreciate the resources that are given to me for free. You know, I appreciate the food assistance from the government. There are times, not so much the food assistance, I kind of get where the people are coming from on that, as far as the people I have to deal with to keep that coming in. And my friends, the Republican Party, are kind of have a hard-on for the food stamp system right now, and I can see where they're coming from. And I mean, I know that it's kind of screwy, I think, that you can buy soda pop and junk food with food stamps. I could give that up. I wouldn't feel bad at all about giving those things up. Of course, this is a pretty powerful lobby to understand how those things happen, and Michael Bloomberg and all that, if he couldn't get that done. But anyway, I just got my 90 seconds call. Boy, this half hour has just sailed by. Again, no show next week. Sorry about that. Please do come back and join me in 2 weeks, when hopefully I'll have much more news to tell you about the new job and progress on the book and how my program of affirmations is coming along. Yeah, I need to appreciate how – you don't need to. It would be nice if you would appreciate how difficult it is for a cynic like myself to get into affirmations. But I'm finding, hey, if it works, I don't know if that's what really caused it, but the fact is, I said the affirmation, and the next day, stuff has started falling in my lap. So we'll see where we go from there. Thanks so much for tuning in. Please come back in 2 weeks, and have a great life until then. Bye now.